Welcome back to Awakened Exchangers. I'm your eternally grateful host, Jay Rich, and I want to thank you all for joining us back on our first podcast in quite a while. I can't tell you how much it means to me to have you all back here again, even after this long break. Thank you, and I assure you, in my absence was only in the airways, as you were never far from my heart. And for those who are just finding us on a whim today, please accept my warmest welcome to the exchange. It's all of your honest communications and exchanges that make this podcast and community thrive. Please remember, if you have any suggestions for topics or guests, I do listen to the listeners. And I look forward to your email from our website, or you can connect with me on Twitter at Awaken Exchanges. You listeners are absolutely the most important part of this podcast, and that will never change. So I hope you're as excited to be here today as I am to be with you again. So I want to warn you early on that this is my first attempt at a full video podcast, so fingers crossed everything goes all right. Second of all, it's also my first time recording in almost 10 months, so I'm trying to breathe and get myself back into this. I do a lot of writing and stuff to prepare for this because I'm used to doing audio only, and I get in my head a lot. I was worried about how I sounded, and I'm fine speaking like this, but I lose my train of thought, so I like to keep reading, and there's going to be some bouncing from me addressing you guys here, and I hope you understand, and me looking down here at the writing and getting my train on the right track, at least. So thank you all for bearing with me, especially for video all the time now. So as things have finally started falling in place, as I was sure they would do, even when I wasn't quite sure how, I've tried to come up with an excuse to get back on the air for a couple of months. Sadly, that turned out mostly to be making excuses not to record, so I've decided to say, fuck that. It's just time to get back on the air. I need to keep attracting the right kind of energy in my life, and this podcast has really helped do that. So since this episode is just going to be me, I'm going to skip the normal intro rant and get us right into the episode as quickly as I can. The episode has a new sponsor, though, and I hope you'll stick around to hear more about them. Again, we have brief ads at the beginning. Please, it would be nice if you listened. It would be nice if you helped support it, but I understand times are busy and tough, so as you can. There are timestamps in the show notes if you need them. But I really want to address Liam over at Magic Mind. Please click their link in the show notes, learn more about them yourself. But Liam and I connected back in April, and it was right as I was in the middle of getting my new day job, and I haven't recorded since. That said, he was beyond gracious, providing free Magic Mind samples for me and a couple of the regulars here on the show. We all had great exchanges, and Liam was right. Magic Mind really did help me feel more focused. I was more productive. In fact, it paired so well with the Awaken Vapes Energize Pen that I ran out. I ran out of the of Magic Mind. And, I can't thank Liam enough for connecting with us. I know that they aren't an official sponsor, but I decided to record them an ad anyway, so that's my thank you to you, Liam. It'll be in our ads for at least a little while here. I wish you much continued success, and I hope that Magic Mind is a great step along that path for you. Now, I want to thank each of you personally for your support. Just listening and sharing this podcast with your friends gives me a reason to keep providing the best content I can. If you have the means and would like to contribute personally, please look at our Patreon page where you'll get access to exclusive content and deals. That personal support is currently the only means of funding this podcast besides my day job. And I truly hope you know how much I appreciate each and every one of you. As for our other sponsors, Awaken Vapes was the first of the Awaken brands and has been helping you modulate your high with CBD-only, high-terpene vape products since ringing in the new year in 2019. Magic Mind, a magical combination of ingredients designed to help you improve your energy, focus, and productivity. And not to mention Genesis Farms is still making the highest quality medicinal RSO among many other fantastic products. And while I didn't record an ad for them this time, I did want to mention them one more time here on Dwakened Exchanges. The Caramel Corn Company is going to continue bringing you caramel corn the way it was meant to be. And I really wish them the best and the as much continued success as they could ever imagine. Please remember, if you enjoy this podcast, follow us on Spotify, subscribe to us on YouTube, or follow us wherever else you're listening, and please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Reviews, or Apple Podcasts, rather. And I know that every podcast says that, but it's because it really does help spread the word. If you can get into those top mentions even once, hopefully it would spread this. I love each and every one of you, and I'm glad that you're still here with me, and I can't wait to connect more, especially a little teaser. Neil Garr and the Portal to Ascension is finally going to be on air with us here, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. The conference looks very interesting, especially with my personal favorite, Robert Schock, among the top presenters. But more on that next episode. So you can also support us on Patreon or connect with us on the social media of your choice. We are at Awakened Exchanges on Facebook and Instagram, and at Awaken Exchanges on Twitter. All right, now stay tuned, and thank you for listening to Awakened Exchanges. While not an official sponsor, Magic Mind has been very kind since reaching out to us, and since it pairs so well with the Energize Pen, I decided to give them another mention here in the ad section. Magic Mind has designed the world's first productivity drink, a morning ritual built to help the creative workers of the 21st century. Magic Mind's science-backed blend of matcha, nootropics, and adaptogens work together to get you into that flow state even faster, all while delivering no anxiety or jitters. You just get focus and productivity. Magic Mind, visit magicmind.co today to learn more. Next, we have Genesis Farms, been with us since the beginning. Founded on the belief in cannabis's ability to heal, Genesis Farms is more than a brand. They're a compassionate community of like-minded folks that generate top-quality cannabis products made with love and care. You can find their products on the best dispensary shelves across the state of Oregon. Their RSO is the highest quality imaginable, most consistent quality in the state, and their tinctures are second to none. Their personal massage oil will have you and your partner both coming back for more. No double entendres. And you can learn more about Genesis Farms by either visiting their websites or listening to our Sean's very own interview here on Awakened Exchanges way back in episode number 3. Now that brings us back to Awakened Vapes, bringing you the highest quality CBD vape products since ringing in the new year back in 2019. I became passionate about cannabis after a car wreck left me with major migraines. Western medicine failed to alleviate the symptoms for a couple of years, and a compassionate doctor just asked me if I'd ever smoked cannabis. Having only tried cannabis a handful of times in high school and college, it was this off-the-cuff remark that led me to give it another try. Only then did I realize the amazing health benefits we've been missing out on from this wonderful plant. Please visit our website today, where we still offer our 3 custom terpene formulations, but now with an enhanced flavor profile to go along with that original powerful effect. Check back at www.awakenedvapes.com for any updates, and you can always email us about any wholesaling or white labeling opportunities. Last but certainly not least, if you really want to support this podcast, the best way would be to support our Patreon page. There you're going to get access to exclusive content and amazing merch deals. Our sponsors have always been kind and provide excellent products, but they don't pay to keep the lights on around here, so all of you guys and your support that's what makes this podcast keep running. You truly are the most important part of this podcast, and I hope that you look forward to being a part of the exchange for many more episodes to come. Thank you for joining us, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to Awakened Exchanges. I hope that you've all had at least a decent 2022. It feels like a new reality is trying to creep in and dawn on us here in America. I'm not quite sure what that new reality looks like or even feels like quite yet, but about a third of the people have seemingly never taken the pandemic seriously, while another third wants to make sure that their 18th booster is up to date. And while those of us in the middle are just trying to live our lives without getting too sick, the CDC has basically thrown up their hands and said, fuck it. All I know is at this point, COVID has really shown us a lot of weaknesses in our society, and I hope that we strengthen those weak spots before something else takes us by surprise again. And while I'm thinking about it, since the New Year's episode was actually the last time you guys had an update here from Awakened Exchanges, I suppose that I haven't actually shared that I was the lucky recipient of the Delta variant to start my new year. While I did decide to get the J&J jab initially, I dealt with mild myocarditis, and I don't know if I mentioned that on the podcast before. I think I have. So I was really debating whether or not to ever even consider a booster, let alone one of the mRNA vaccines, and in the end, I got COVID and saw what it was and decided I wasn't going to get any more boosters because of my personal health level and the fact that it is getting more and more mild. My experience was fairly bad. I don't want to downplay it. If you had comorbidities, if you're elderly person, you definitely didn't want to get this. So the worst of it didn't really last that long, within 4 to 5 days. The lingering cough and mucus, though, that was like 3 weeks or so. I finally forced myself to run, and I got about 13 minutes in of my normal 30, and I wanted to just die. So my lungs felt like they were going to explode. I stopped for about 20 seconds and then I forced 2 more minutes so that I could kind of say I had a half run. And then I coughed and hacked my lungs up for like, I don't know, 2 days. Actually, it was more like 4 hours. But that next morning, I felt so much more clear. I felt so much more clear after just that first couple of hours of coughing it up. But that next night, I had slept, and I felt better. The second day, I got another run in, and I got a full 30 minutes without even fucking breaking a sweat, really. All right, broke a lot of sweat. But I got my full 30 minutes without my lungs wanting to die. I coughed up a little bit more that night, and it was mostly clear. I just had to break it loose from my system, apparently. I know that means I was fortunate. My body, I'm very grateful that my body handled it as well as it could be expected. So be careful, but hopefully we're heading in the right direction. Even the CDC seems to think so. Other than COVID, crypto still seems to be the other big C word right now, and crypto crash in particular, but it's still not really a crash. It's just been crashed. I have my personal opinion on that. I'll get to it in just a second. But, you know, we're still in this great stagnation. Prices are at or near lows since basically last November started wiping out the crypto community slowly and not so slowly in some cases. I'd spent most of the last episode talking about the Matrix and my excitement for the NFT project over at Nifty's. That excitement has cooled down a little bit, but they seem to be getting things back on track somewhat. We'll see where that goes. I'm realizing that they haven't solved the problem of making NFTs look anything more than like a niche for cool kids or bored youth looking for something to grasp at. I see the writing on the wall, though. I'm a believer in the potential of crypto. but we need more wallets, we need more acceptance, and that's the only way we're going to make crypto contend with traditional credit and fiat currencies. I personally think that it's at lows because governments are selling off their, you know, seized assets and things like that at these reduced rates. They're helping keep the market kind of at these lower rates, hoping that the stable coins kick in and things like that. But also all of us who had invested, we don't have any more cash. There are no more government supplements coming in. There's no more unemployment. Everybody who has jobs, they're barely making ends meet because of inflation going up so much. It's just this vicious cycle. There's no money. So everybody who had crypto is either holding on for dear life or, you know, selling it off. So it's at this low point, but it can only go up as things start to settle back down. I'm still hodling, but we'll see where that all goes here soon, because more on land coming up in a few minutes. But if you listened to the last episode, you already know that I had personally been battling with the SBA, the Small Business Administration, about funding a teeny tiny pandemic grant that, you know, that fight ended up lasting until the very last day of funding. My small business was able to get a $14,000 loan at the last minute, or grant, excuse me. It was a grant, thankfully, by literally calling, emailing, and fighting with them tooth and nail, going through all of the proper steps in triplicate multiple times, finally reaching a supervisor on the phone who made things happen. But if I hadn't been persistent, I would have just gotten chopped up and thrown by the wayside. And I want to make that clear, because half a dozen or more congressmen got called out on millions of dollars in grants that they don't have to pay back, forgiven loans, everything. And those same congressmen, they heard about that student loan forgiveness of $10,000 to maybe $20,000, which may have already been rescinded, or at least it seems to be heading that direction. And they're like, no, that wouldn't be fair. You guys were trading stocks on COVID 2 weeks beforehand, at the very minimum, and you were doing all of this other shit. What's fair about any of it? Breathe, John, breathe. Okay. This relief was supposed to be about giving some of the hardest hit a second chance. Not all of them, not even the most deserving candidates. Just a group of people that could be targeted while addressing bipartisan support and making the Democrats look like they were doing something. Even if it was pandering, I really didn't hold out a lot of hope for the midterms, let alone in 2024. But are things going to reach a boiling point, or are they just going to simmer and stew for an entire another election cycle? And let's not forget the Supreme Court and all of that. Fucking Jesus. They decided that women shouldn't have the rights over their own bodies. Something they should have had forever, but they've legally had in the United States for over 50 years because of the Supreme Court 50 years ago, when it was supposedly, you know, less progressive and accurate. But that decision has basically allowed some states to ban abortion over large swaths of the country, adding to untold millions of stories of hardship and sorrow. I do think that the court messed up with their timing and the leak and all of this other shit that has gone through. The Democrats look like they might actually pull out something during this midterm. Maybe they can get something else done so they can pull out something in 2024. And I'm saying maybe, but I'm hoping that Biden and Harris are both out of the running and a whole fucking other candidate, which won't happen. So am I going to vote Republican? My mind right now, I don't even want to think about it. I got 2 years. Maybe. Please excuse the car alarm. Hopefully that'll go off here in a second. And I will edit you back in. Okay. Sorry about the car alarm. where was I? Yeah. Anyway, hopefully the midterms, something will lean the right way. Democrats will do the right thing in 2024 and wipe the slate clean. But We'll know if that holds next month, I suppose. On another sad note, fortunately, I wrote this a little while ago, and so I've had some time to think about it and breathe, but my last pup, Takaya, passed away in August. She was just shy of her 17th birthday, and it was sudden, so hopefully mostly painless for her. So, as longtime listeners know, Takaya and Dakota, who passed away last year just before my birthday and her birthday, she would have been 16 just a few weeks later, they had both been living with my parents since 2010, basically. And when I was able to have them again in my life in 2016, they had become more my parents' dogs than mine. They were old. They couldn't handle stairs or there's a lot of things. It broke my heart to leave them at my parents' house. It really did. But the only house I could basically afford in Portland was a townhouse. And because I couldn't afford rent, mortgage was better. And I knew that I could actually afford a mortgage more than I could afford rent in Portland. So I made my credit squeaky clean and I made it happen. And there was no fucking yard. There was three floors of stairs, and I didn't know what to do about the dogs, and I'm still torn up. I've cried a lot about it, and I will admit that. It was a no-win situation, I think, for everyone. I did get to visit them, and I think they knew that I still love them. But my poor decisions made me lose over a decade of their lives, and that's one of many regrets in my life. It's not the biggest, but it's a biggie. I love those pups, and I'll always love them. I wish I could have done better by them both. I miss you, too, and I hope your energy is moved to a better plane. I hope you can still run and chase sprinklers and spring straight up in the air 4 feet high like Tigger bouncing on its tail. Thank you for the wonderful memories. I hope you both felt like you had happy lives and you felt like you were loved. I don't really want to go down that road much more, so I think we're going to transition to some more positive updates as of late. And since we're talking pets, Shadow is doing amazingly well. When I was doing a test run of this, she zoomed by a couple of times, but she normally stays away when I'm recording. So she's going to be 2 in December, and she's smart as a whip. She would be doing more tricks if I trained her too, but she still plays fetch with Nerf balls and darts. She sits, she stands, she lays down, she gives high fives. she seemingly understands a lot of other words and phrases like playtime, food, treats, etc. She's gone from a cuddly kitten to a pretty independent teenager. But she's been asking for a little bit more attention lately again. That's been making me happy. Anyway, she's exploring the adventure cat that she is, even sitting on my shoulder for a couple of barbecues this summer. I don't know. I'm very grateful that she found me. I also want to give 2 very special thanks during this positivity portion of the podcast. The first is to Kevin Smith himself, which I didn't rearrange this much, but you can see the VIP from Clerks 3 right here. There's the Clerks autograph script. There's my Dogma stuff, my Clerks animated series, and there's more around here, and there's more around here. And Kevin Smith was a huge inspiration to me. And since the mid-90s, I didn't quite understand Clerks at the time. I was a little too young. He's my cousin's ages. He's just a little bit there. But I got it later on. And Clerks 3, go watch it. Support it. It's awesome. If you're a fan of Clerks, you're going to understand it. If you're not, go watch Clerks again first. Trust me. Clerks, Clerks 2, then Clerks 3. That's the way they're supposed to be. It's a trilogy. Watch those. Anyway, he helped inspire me to get a degree in screenwriting, to take a chance in Hollywood. That's why I moved down there. He eventually even inspired me to start this podcast. So when I got to meet him after the Clerks 3 meet and greet, because I said, screw it, I really want to do this. He seemed genuinely interested in our conversation. And when it somehow veered to weight loss and the fact that I used to be 350 pounds and we talked, he's like, "Do you still do it every day?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you've got to keep up. You know, I slide and, you know, I get holiday weight, and holiday weight took forever to get off this year. And, you know, depression because of the other." And we really connected, and I really appreciated him. And as brief as the experience was, I will never forget it. So, Kevin, thank you very much. I hope to see you again. And the second of those thank yous goes to the one and only Eric Weinstein. As you know, his podcast, The Portal, not The Portal to Ascension, that's the next guest, but The Portal, which hasn't released an episode recently either, but it was one of the inspirations behind this podcast as well. It actually happened just shortly before, this actually happened just shortly after the New Year's episode that I released. I'm not sure how many of our listeners actually follow us in the Twitter sphere, but I recently had a multiple tweet, excuse the chair noise here. I'm getting anxious as I'm talking about it. I recently had a multiple tweet exchange with both Michael Malice and Eric Weinstein. And I should say Weinstein, I heard him pronounce it that way, and it's now stuck in my head. So if he ever hears it properly, and maybe he appreciates it, say it's a thank you. But either way, it was nothing huge. It was really a nothing exchange total, but it still made my day. It was a great way for me to interact with both of them. Some of you may know Michael Malice, he is pretty much the king of trolls, and Twitter is his kingdom. I don't personally agree with some of his tactics, but he's a funny guy and he's very effective at what he does. He seems, you know, I mean, I like what he's trying to do. That said, he posted a poll that I personally would have just ignored, but Eric Weinstein decided to question his motives. That's it. He just wanted to ask him why did he think this was the right thing to post about, basically. And the rabble-rousers started to attack him right away, coming from all angles, most of which had to do with him, you know, misunderstanding what he was trying to say. I should have expected it from the Twitterverse, but when the more tame version started saying that he just didn't get the joke, or that others questioned why he would defend these specific women mentioned in the poll, which were wives of prominent political figures, I decided that I couldn't hold my tongue, and I just responded, and I defended him, basically saying that, you know, where did I lose myself here? Sorry about that. That I couldn't argue with a mob, but I wanted to step in and defend him. I basically tried to step in and point out that it wasn't that Eric didn't get the joke. It was that he was trying to be a decent, respectful human being. And while you might have guessed it, that set off a shitstorm of opinions and vitriol in my direction. But eventually, I think I got the point across, and I stopped trying to defend it after a little while as well. But in the end, I have to agree with Eric's response to me, which was, "Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown." And I get it. And I want to say thank you to Michael Malice for his very reasoned responses, and to give an extra special thanks to Eric, who also stepped up and defended me in the exchange, as well as his very polite personal DM thanking me for stepping up for him. He's liked a few other of the tweets and stuff, and I know his brother's here local, but I don't think that's meaning he's going to show up on the podcast anytime soon. I hope that he knows there's a lot of gratitude aimed at him from Awakened Exchanges. It really is about open discourse, and I see that's what he tries to use Twitter for, even if Twitter tries to slap him right in the face. But I still try to be respectful when I disagree with something. Let's keep the positivity train rolling, though. Within weeks of finally getting that SBA grant funded to keep my business alive, I found a day job. I help pay the bills now and stack some savings so I can sell my house and finally get my land next year. That's what I was talking about earlier. The drawback to having a day job is I haven't been able to put a lot of energy into Awakened Brands lately, and that includes here at Awakened Exchanges. I haven't posted, as you've noticed. But I started thinking about it as a long-term play that can help me make that a self-sustained dream. That's what I've always wanted. Let's make it a reality, right? So the arc might be closer to fruition as soon as I get this land. The job, well, I'm working at Tasty's, an infused cannabis. Excuse that here. I'm working at Tasty's, an infused cannabis edibles company. I was trying to read too far ahead in my paragraph and stumbled over my company's own name. How sad is that? Anyway, they started here in Oregon. They currently specialize in gummies, cookies, and hard candy. They have syrups and tinctures on the way. We're going to be in 3 states by the end of the year and hope to be 25 states within 4 years. It's very ambitious plan, but I think it's really doable. They've had some really good fortunes, an early connection that they made. They've lined up a lot of good things. They hired me. They thought I was overqualified and I was probably not going to fit, or, you know, I was going to quit or not fit into the culture. But I'm a bit hard to read. People aren't used to genuineness and actually having work ethic now, so especially in the cannabis industry. And I quickly turned that kind of grunt work job into, you know, being more useful. Doing a few special projects on IT and design, helping them turn around something they needed to do quickly. And then they asked me to do more. They realized they got lucky, and I did too. They're a great company. I hope this means we can turn it into a win-win situation that leads me into owning my land next year and partnering with them in some capacity for the foreseeable futures. Tasty's is, and has been, very good to me. I can't say enough about them. I might even record an ad for them one of these days. We'll see. That land I'm on the lookout for, well, that's because we're going to need land if we're going to get the arc running, right? Well, for those of you who haven't listened to the intro episode or heard it explained when it's been mentioned in passing before, ARC is a long-term goal of mine. It's a self-sustained community. I plan on funding it through a hemp and cannabis farm, the combination of which would depend on the state and land I bought land in. The plan now that I've got my job at Tasty's might offer a little bit more short-term economic freedom to build at a little quicker pace and maybe up my timeline and scale a little bit. It's an exciting time to see if all of it's going to come together, or rather, when it's going to all come together, because I know it is. At first, I'm just looking for a basic farm-like piece of land that also has some sort of water on site. I'm hoping it'll already have a greenhouse or two, but I can make it happen. I know we're going to have to add all sorts of things like outbuildings and the 5-year plan. It's going to come together. The current residence is hopefully a largish one. We'll be on there, and then I can finance it as property instead of just land. Can convert it into the first of the community buildings, but there's going to be individual residences made up of things ranging from tiny homes to small traditional ranch style homes, community buildings open to all. I continue to speak about this and what it is, not just so I can help bring the vision into reality, but also because I'm hoping the universe will continue to support me as I look for find those first few founding members. Those are the most important. Make sure that it's going to really hold on to that vision and get it up and off the ground in the right ways. Creative types, artists, I know you're out there. But organized. We're going to find all of us. It's going to be great. I know that this message is going to be falling on the right ears, and when the time is right, the other players are going to start to show up. I've got a few people with some varied skills, but we still need many others, such as a well-qualified nurse, maybe even a general practitioner. A skilled vet will also be necessary, since there are going to be pets as well as working animals and maybe livestock. There's also room for another good horticulturalist or maybe a permaculturalist and the initial founders. And definitely in the 5 to 10 year plan, there's room for a fair number of people. So I know that the founders are key, but I'm going to be picky about whom I trust and bring in. knowing that this is going to foster that good energy and draw the right people to the venture throughout its lifetime. And speaking of successful new ventures, the other thing I've been slowly working on and am now trying to speak into reality and force myself to do it more, it's a new book. It's part memoir, part history, and part about what we can do for the future, the lessons I've learned here in this life so far. I truly hope that it finds its audience. And in the meantime, however, I plan on having a lot of pre-book tie-ins with special podcast episodes on random topics, and you'll get to see brought together as the book is released. It's going to be a fun ride. I hope to hear from all of you along the way. And okay, I think I've rambled enough for our first day back. I hope you've enjoyed the exchange being back here, and I look forward to more around the corner. I'm going to try and wrangle some guests that you all enjoy. Don't be surprised if there's some solo episodes along the way as I get things back in gear, but I appreciate your patience and all of the good vibes you can send this way. Thank you again. I really appreciate you. Thank you all again for listening, and a special thanks again to Magic Mind. It really does help give you a peaceful, focused boost of energy to get your day moving. I hope you all enjoyed this welcome back episode. I know that 2021 sure threw me a lot of curveballs, and 2022 turned out to do the same, albeit in very different ways. I hope that you continue to navigate your curveballs as well, but last but certainly not least, I want to give one more special thanks to all of you listeners. You are the reason I make these podcasts and continue to spread the word about the terpenes and cannabinoids, such as those found in our own Awaken Vapes. Please tell your friends about us, follow us on Spotify, subscribe on YouTube, or wherever else you're listening. Please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Every podcast says that because it does help with visibility. You can also support us on Patreon. That's where I really hope you check us out soon. Or connect with us on the social media of your choice. We are at Awakened Exchanges on Facebook and Instagram, and at Awaken Exchanges on Twitter. Thanks again for listening to Awakened Exchanges. Have a blessed day.